you know, I've been worrying about poverty issues and trying to do something about it since the day I watched Live Aid and Band Aid. And then I've been doing fundraising. And the more that you think about these things, the more you realize that, you know, your personal involvement, doing fundraising, trying to see if you can help one person is hugely important. So over the years, I've become very interested in the idea that when the MDGs ran out and the new things replaced them, that we should try and make the new things as famous as possible, because I hadn't really known about the MDGs till about 2005. And I suddenly realized or found out that I was not the only person thinking these thoughts. And actually, everyone you spoke to who's passionate about these issues, all the NGOs that I know and all the politicians said, this is a real opportunity in 2015 to announce a new agenda and make that agenda as effective as we possibly can and create an extraordinary document and try and get an extraordinary result 15 years later. So the Action 2015 group, which is one of the biggest coalitions ever, came together. And of course, because the SDGs are complex and have to do with justice and development and climate, it's the biggest group ever.
So you're here today to tell the world about the launch of Project Everyone. What is Project Everyone?
So what Project Everyone is, it's this kind of self-made little organization that has tried to go out and find every way that you get to people and then create some resources. And the thing we're launching is a sort of first glimpse of the pack of resources, the films, the books, the posters. You know, we're just trying to tell everyone about all the things that we're trying to do. And then the message is to the whole world, listen to this and then tell other people.
How can we ensure the success of Project Everyone in the sense that how can an ordinary citizen help out?
Well, that's such a good question. And the answer is it's to do with finding something you think is fun and passing it on. If you're young, make sure that it's talked about in your school. We've actually got 100 countries in which teachers are going to be teaching a lesson about it, and we've made a little animation for that. We've done a book in the UK, a penguin book, which is lots of stickers. Stick those stickers. If you're online, which so many people are, find something, pass it on. If you're at home on a couch, watch the TV show of our concert. Switch on the radio, ring into the radio. You know, it's just part of being what a global citizen. It's saying, actually, I'm interested in these issues, and I'm just going to talk to people about, pass things on, recommend them. And with any luck, we've done things that are fun. And then, of course, we're asking you for the next 15 years to fight. The big sort of motto behind this is that you can't fight for your rights if you don't know what they are. And this is a sort of statement of planetary rights. And we want people to know what they are so that they can then demand them of their leaders.
You also mentioned wanting, and I quote, a huge Star Wars Titanic opening for the Sustainable Development Goals. Yeah. Can you tell us about the event scheduled in New York City Central Park?
Well, the Titanic opening is meant to be like everything put together. But we are doing, there's been a concert called the Global Citizens Festival. Every year, I think this is the fourth year. And what's happened this year is that we're joining it with the launch of the goals. So it happens to happen the day after the goals are launched. The headlines are Coldplay, Ed Sheeran, Pearl Jam, Beyonce. There are going to be some great musical moments. And it's actually an amazing day because lots of people and countries come on and make pledges of things that they're doing to work towards the end of extreme poverty. So I hope it'll be a good show. And then the promise is, in terms of implementation, that we will do a concert like this every year in a different city around the world for the next 15 years.
And if you had a message to the leaders of major world economies, what would that be?
Well, our message to the leaders is that there's an epic opportunity to achieve amazing things on a global scale. And it's to lift their eyes to the things that can be achieved globally, as well as the, you know, exhausting amount of work that you always have to do in your own country. So it's managing, it's still finding the time and the money and the passion to actually focus on big changes that can happen in the world, particularly with the view to climate change and that urgency, and then to do with justice and extreme poverty, which can be wiped out by 2030. So what we're trying to say is the people in your country want these big things to happen. They don't only want to look at their pay packet and look at their taxes and look at their roads. They'd also like to feel that the second home, you know, home is in Stockholm, but it's also on Earth.